Welcome to the City Gospel Movement's podcast, where we interview city leaders around the world. I'm Stephanie Weaver. We are back with Chris Goff from Light Up the City in Seattle.
Nice to be back.
Chris, so fun to have you here. Yeah. It's really been just fantastic to hear what God's doing up in the Seattle area. Chris, one of the things here at the Plow Association is that has been a longstanding motto is we work with the church, through the church, and for the church. Can you talk a little bit about your church partnership and relationships that have been significant in the areas of need in the Seattle area?
We did an interesting project a couple of years ago where we pulled together leaders of all the Christian nonprofits in the city, all the faith-based nonprofits working in with immigrants and refugees or women coming out of sex trafficking and all these different places, food banks. And we asked them, we said, hey, we're connecting with all these local congregations. And to each group, we asked, what's something the local church could do that would bless or benefit the work that you're called to do? And it was really fascinating and eye-opening to hear the response, because in every case, it was the same. So the folks working in homelessness would say, well, what we really need is sort of a mature follower of Jesus who could walk with these men or these women. And then the folks working in sex trafficking were like, well, what we really need is some mature believers, you know.
Same thing.
Yeah, who could walk with these women coming out. And what we really need is some mature folks who could walk with these refugees. And it occurred to me that the local church is, that's what it is. I mean, it's this kind of Fort Knox resource of relational capital, you know? Jesus' response to a broken world was to love people, was to love the neighbor. And that here was all these social issues, you know, homelessness is this huge problem in Seattle, we're the number three city now, and all this different stuff. But the response is just kind of the same to all these issues. Like, what we need is people to love their neighbor. And so the idea of pulling together the church in a city isn't just for the sake of unity, although that's a beautiful fruit of this. And it's not just for the sake of having an organization, you know, Light Up the City or something, but we really believe God uses this to transform the world. I mean, this was his plan. He ascended with a few followers and said, okay, go do as I've done. So this has been a huge kind of underlying theology for all this work, is the idea that what changes people is being loved. And that the local church is the vehicle that has the capacity to love the whole city and therefore to change the whole city. And so that idea of kind of relationally engaging the city, it can only happen through the local church. And so that's been a good challenge to our local churches, is how are you making mature followers of Jesus? That's a big conversation that we're having right now in Seattle. But that tends to be a massive foundation for all the work that we're doing.
And Chris, I'm curious, how are you communicating that back to the churches? If that's what the nonprofits are saying, how are you then letting the churches know that this is what they need the most from you?
Yeah, I mean, in some cases, just telling them. Yeah, I mean, just kind of as I go around and connect with all these locals. So when I go to the local Shoreline meeting, I can kind of share that with them. And so part of it is just face-to-face sharing. But, you know, we've developed in the last year a covenant, a Light Up the City covenant. So like if your local network wants to be part of Light Up the City, think through this covenant. And if you want to walk with us, and in the covenant, it talks about making disciples. And so we're able to kind of describe part of being in Light Up the City means developing mature followers of Jesus. And that's not something our network is going to do. That's the job of the church, is to equip the saints for the work of the kingdom. And so that's part of just kind of our language. That's part of the DNA of what we're trying to do. But because we're Seattle's Union Gospel Mission, we have this kind of unique orientation to the city, which is coming from those in greatest need in the city. And that's just something we know, you know, like these folks, we can teach them about drug addiction, we can put them through a program, but if they don't land in a body of Christ that will walk with them, they're going to relapse, they're going to fall. And by the way, so am I. You know what I mean? Like, we need the body of Christ to function. And so just kind of, it's like almost like reminding the church that they don't need brilliant teaching. They don't need flashy programs. They need people who will love people. And so hopefully that's a relief to the local church. And it's also just kind of a challenge to, hey, can you orient around that vision for your city?
Yeah. I'll never forget something that somebody you work with, Jeff Lilly, said. He said, Seattle's homeless problem isn't isn't a resource problem. It's a relationship problem.
Totally. Yeah.
And that has been so impactful for me as I think about the issues that are at hand in our cities.
That's how we're envisioning change in our city, you know, is through the local church, because they can love their neighbor.
Thanks for sharing that, Chris. Really great story. One of the things I think people might be interested in understanding a little bit more is the relationship with Light Up the City and Union Gospel Mission.
Yeah.
Could you kind of talk to that, how that kind of merged together, and you know, how you can really utilize those things that are already in your city?
Well, yeah, I know we have a unique situation in Seattle. In other words, I don't do any fundraising, right? So that alone...
Oh, don't say that out loud.
Okay, but that alone is just such a huge gift. The mission does a lot of fundraising, but I think it is a unique relationship. I mean, it's a model, right? Like one of the models for these city gospel movements around cities is to have a backbone organization like Louis Palau Association or Seattle's Union Gospel Mission. A model is to have a backbone organization that can support this work. And that's the model we're using and blessed to use through Seattle's Union Gospel Mission. But, you know, it's a dance because we tell our donors what we're doing with this money. You know, it's $1.98 to get a meal for a homeless, you know, mm-hmm. So that's what people are giving money for. And so we have to kind of do that dance with our organization. While we have them as a backbone, also they're the backbone. So when they say to do this, we have to kind of follow suit. Fortunately, you mentioned Jeff Lilly, our president. He really does have a vision for this and has been to Movement Day. We've been down here talking to Kevin in Portland, and we've been talking to other leaders around the country. And so having our senior leadership to understand the spirit of what we're doing and the benefit to the vision of the mission, caring for those in need in our city by pulling the church together, that's understood from our leadership. Otherwise, this would probably not work at all. But I think that relationship, we have to be able to say to our board, why Light Up the City benefits Seattle's Union Gospel Mission. And we have a couple of answers to that. One is just that as churches come together and pray for God, what's your heart for our city? We just know that part of that answer will be those in need, because you can't read scripture and not see the widow and the orphan and the poor and the alien. And so we just know that this is going to benefit in caring for those in need. But I think the second thing is the mission sits in our city as a, you know, for 85 years, we've been working with homelessness and drug addiction and women coming out of prostitution and gangs. And so as churches engage this work, we also know that we're one of the expert voices in the city.
Right, right.
And so we're able to kind of utilize our gifting to the local church. And so, you know, so I'm having our men's shelter director go speak to churches in Enumclaw who are opening a winter shelter, or you know what I mean? So we're also leveraging it as a stewardship of our gifts and a way to kind of share what we have back out to the local church.
Yeah, I just think it's a great example of how two organizations can come together and make an even greater difference.
Totally. Yeah, it's definitely a blessing and a gift. And it's fun that we get to illustrate to our local networks the value of partnership, like right. In our own existence. It's like we're a partnership, even just our own structure. So it's really good.
Oh, thanks, Chris. Well, this concludes our podcast for today with Chris Goff from Light Up the City. This is citygospelmovements.org. If you want to follow us on social media, it's City Gospel Movements. And if you want to follow Chris and what they're doing up in Seattle, and I would highly suggest it, it is lightupthecity.org. Thanks so much for being here, and we will see you next time.